Welcome back to the Audio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week we start our summer shorts, bite-sized pods of best bits, highlights, and some previously unheard footage for your summer listening. We kick off with a previously unheard part of my chat with Lady Unchained from earlier this year. In 2024, Lady Unchained from the Prison Radio Association won a Gold Aria for Best Specialist Music Show for Free Flow. I asked her about her personal journey that led her to the Prison Radio Association.
I went to prison in 2021. It was my first offence, defending a sister when she was attacked in a nightclub. And honestly, I could never have imagined that that sentence will lead me to where I am today. I would honestly tell people that prison is not an easy place, and it's a battle mentally, physically, for yourself as an individual. And I picked up a pen while I was in prison and started writing my thoughts, my emotions, you know, trying to understand how to navigate the justice system. And it's not that I didn't write before, you know, the outside world, there was no need. You've got social media, you've got telephones, you know, but in prison, you're forced to kind of like either find something to release that pain or you basically react to that pain, right? So the pen really, I always say, saved me because I wrote everything that I was feeling, whether it was good thoughts, whether it was bad thoughts, you know, never once sharing these thoughts until I got the chance to read out something I'd wrote during, I think it was victim awareness in prison. And I read out something, and honestly, my best friend and my sister had come to this particular performance inside the prison, and everyone didn't believe that I wrote it. They were like, who wrote that for you? You know? And I was like, no, I wrote it. I wrote it. But again, you know, coming out of prison, it's another challenge. It's now accepting that you're an ex-offender. And somebody like myself who had never been through the criminal justice system, had never been in trouble by the law, you know, it was a new identity, learning how to navigate this new identity of being an ex-offender. And luckily for me, I got introduced to National Prison Radio after prison because they actually weren't running. That was in 2009. And I met National Prison Radio, was invited into Broadcasting House, performed some poetry, was given my name, Lady Unchained, when I said that I have a platform called Unchained Poetry. And I remember them saying, do you want to share more of this work? You know, the work that you do within prisons? And I was like, yes, because prisoners are my audience. They're the people that I want to show that we can rebuild. And then later on, I can show the rest of society how that's done. But for now, I need the people in prison to understand that this is what I'm doing and this is how it can be done. And so again, meeting National Prison Radio was kind of like, it amplified how I perform, how I, you know, share my story, and just gave me a new way of looking at life. Obviously, I did not believe I can be. I remember Arthur saying to me, do you want to come into the studio and do some recording for radio? And I was like, oh, well, I'm not a radio presenter. You know, I'm a poet, but I'm not a radio presenter, you know. And they just kept giving me opportunities to come in to record stuff for them. And I guess my personality clearly stood out when I was on air. And it's incredible to know that when I first started, I really did try to read the scripts as like, you know, BBC news, like, hello, like very seriously. And they were like, no, you don't have to be like that. You can just be yourself. And it was weird because I was just being myself. Like, I'm an ex-offender that's learned this through going to jail and coming out, you know. And now I have this opportunity where I go in and out of prisons. I have a CIC called Becoming Unchained, which is an artistic platform for artists with lived experience of the criminal justice system. And so it's an artistic mentoring program. And I work with people in the prison system, people that's coming out of the prison system. And we host Unchained Nights, which is a showcase of all the artists that I would work with throughout the year. And they get to perform with a live band and share their stories. And again, I have to explain that, like, most people that know me from Free Flow know that they have to have some positive bars, right? And that follows through with Unchained Nights. You know, I'm not going to allow you to come on a stage saying stuff that might hurt somebody else's feelings or hurt you. And also, I need to make sure that you're safe as well when you're sharing this story, because a lot of us are sharing stories that are, most of us hide behind makeup for women, you know, for men, hide behind the strength that they have. But you know, with Unchained, just like Free Flow, they get the opportunity to tell their story in a way that they never once believed they can. So yes, that's a little bit of my story.
It's an incredibly positive story that's come out of a adversity, though. It shows an awful lot about you, Lady Unchained.
Thank you.
That you've taken this situation. Like you say, you'd never been in trouble before. You got into this situation, ended up in prison, but you've turned that into something so amazing.
Thank you.
How do you do that? How do you have the strength and the courage inside you to go, I'm not going to let this make me crumble. I'm going to do good, not just for yourself, but so many other people.
Do you know what? I'll be honest. When I got out of prison, I remember, you know, hearing stories about ex-offenders and stories like they enjoy prison, you know, prison is easy, prison is fun. And I didn't fit that category, you know, and I knew many women I was in prison with didn't fit that category either. And I remember thinking, I need to find more people that can speak about prison the way that we know it really is. For you as an individual, you know, yes, there's stories, you know, you hear stories of people having fun allegedly in these places, but I always say people that suffer from depression, you will never know that they're suffering from depression. We find ways to smile. We find ways to cope, even though we're going through depression. And I think that's what prison is. You know, you're going through such a dark time and you find ways through other people to survive, to cope, to keep living, whether that's through family, whether that's through other women that you meet within the system. And I just wanted to change the narrative of what an ex-offender looks and sounds like, because I just didn't feel like the narrative that was being told was my narrative. You know, I definitely would have not wanted to go to prison. I definitely didn't enjoy it, not even one day of it. And I guess the prison system showed me, unfortunately for me, it showed me that, you know, reminded me that I was a Black African woman. And I had to really learn to embrace that a little bit more, because originally I'm just like, oh, the girl from South London. But the prison system showed me a different side of, you know, what it does to Black women, Black men. And I wanted people to understand what that is, you know, what that felt like. You know, and I always say within my poetry, it's probably the one time that I am very vulnerable, because I am telling my true story. It's a form of kind of crying out without crying. And I wanted to make sure that other people can understand that. But also, how do I use that to help others? And luckily for me, with, you know, Free Flow, with Unchained, I've met some incredible young men. I've met some incredible women, and I can honestly say they push me every day. You know, every single Free Flow caller that calls up and, you know, says, thank you so much, Lady Unchained, for what you said last week, or, you know, thank you for coming to the prison and doing that workshop with us. Like, that I tell them all the time, you think I'm encouraging you, but you're encouraging me to keep pushing, because I can see the positivity, I can see the motivation. And if we can continue that, then maybe we'll have more people coming out of the system that want to grow and want to become radio presenters, that want to be poets, that want to be script writers. And honestly, that motivates me each day. Of course, I've got a lot of faith. I've got a lot of faith. I have to give that back. But honestly, each and every person I meet, whether they're coming through the prison system, whether they're still in prison, they encourage me and motivate me to keep going. They encourage me to push harder and apply for things that I possibly wouldn't have applied for if I didn't know these people and didn't know what the power of radio and creative writing can actually do. So I have to keep pushing, because the narrative needs to change. You know, there's so many amazing people coming out of the prison system. There's people in prison that actually shouldn't be in prison, and those stories never get told. There's people in prison who were sentenced at 2 years and now are serving 15 years after the two. You know, it's like IPP. We've got so many things going on within the prison system, but if you don't know about it, it doesn't really affect you, because like, oh, that's not nothing to do with me. But I was unfortunately put in a system that woke me up a little bit to what we're really doing to human beings, what we're really making people go through. And yeah, honestly, every single day, like hearing the incredible messages from the listeners, just, you know, and my artists as well that I work with, just keeps me going. You know, it keeps me understanding that actually what you're doing is worth something and it is saving lives. And you wouldn't think that, you know, somebody that's gone to jail wants to save lives. You know, nobody will put those two things together, but actually that's exactly what I'm doing through Free Flow and through Unchained.
A big thank you to Lady Unchained for being my guest. Lady Unchained was with us at last year's festival, and the Audio Academy festival tickets for 2026 are on sale now. We're announcing some incredible guest speakers for the festival, so go to audioacademy.org.uk/festival for more details and to get your tickets now. When you buy your festival ticket, there's the chance to book a one-to-one session where you can get careers advice from station station heads or pitch an idea to a commissioner. Taking part in the festival one-to-ones were Paul Sylvester, content director for Absolute and Magic, Julia McKenzie, comedy and entertainment commissioner at BBC Radio 4, and Rachel Simpson, podcast partner manager at Spotify. Next week, you can hear some highlights when I spoke to those industry leaders and others taking part in the one-to-ones from Festival 2025. I'll see you next week.